then there was the usual business of getting snow in to provide, or ice preferably, to provide water for the kitchen and cooking and washing and that sort of thing. Mm. So that took up quite a bit of time. Observations of sort of birds and things in the summer. And I suppose too, there seemed to be plenty to do for pastimes. Reese and I played chess, and we played chess for part of the time over the radio with the other basses, using one, having one move at a time at the morning schedule, which was passed over by Morse. And we played cards. Charlie Smith and Bonner really enjoyed cards. We tried to teach Charlie Smith. Oh yes, they also played played draughts. Charlie Smith was a great draught player. And we tried to teach Charlie how to play chess, and we succeeded up to a point. We could never get him to realize that he wasn't playing draft, so there was a lot of fun over that. We occasionally listened to gramophone records. Each bass had one of the old-fashioned portable gramophones, and a selection of records which had been provided for us in London. I think they had been provided by some organisation like the Missions to Seamen's. And we also, of course, had a very good library at both bases. Not only of technical and scientific books, but of other more novels and that sort of thing, again supplied by Missions to Seamen's, I think. We were lucky, of course, at Deception, that we each had a bedroom to ourselves. And apart from the fact that it was difficult to keep them warm, that was very nice, and we were able to spread ourselves. We also had a library, and we had the Met office, and we had the wireless office. And then there were a lot of empty rooms along the corridor, which we never used. But I must admit that most of our spare time indoors was spent in the rather large kitchen, which had a tremendous range in it, as well as slow combustion stoves, like the old pillar box type